I don't know if you've ever sat down and pondered what it is to be human. I know we've all seen the ingredients, but what makes us us? Are we really different to the animal kingdom? And why are we so different to one another? If you saw you from where I'm sitting, standing, you're an amazing bunch, actually. Yeah, but all so very, very different. Sporty, quietly industrious, fat, thin, short, tall, creative, practical. What makes us human? Well, we know the ingredients now, so we can make one when we get home. But there are so many different theories and opinions out there. Probably a book is written each week with a different slant. But I think it's really important to understand what God teaches us about being human. Because what we understand and what we believe about being human is it has a huge, huge impact on how we value and understand ourselves and how we relate to and value other people. Be they in our family, in our street, in our classroom, in our office, young or old. It really matters how we understand who we are. So to quote a song from The Sound of Music, we'll start at the very beginning. It's a very good place to start. The first two chapters of Genesis. They tell how God created the cosmos out of nothing. And it sets up from the very beginning of creation the place of humanity. And it's right at the very top. And Peter's just going to read a passage from there where he sat. Thank you.
Then God said, let's make humanity in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them.
Now you need to know that God didn't have to make the cosmos, planet Earth, the animals or humanity. He is complete of himself. If that were not so, he would not be perfect. He'd be less than God. God created all these things because it's good. He said so several times. But when he created humanity, he said it's very good. He created us because it gave him joy. God created men and women, boys and girls, to share in this goodness, to share in his joy for God's glory. That says that in Isaiah. He didn't have to, but he wanted to share his goodness. So God created humanity, despite what you may be taught in the national curriculum. In chapter 2, verse 7, it says, the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. We did not evolve into this state from another species. We are a special and a direct creation, the work of his hands. How the animals and fish and birds came is not detailed, just the sequence of events. So if you want to believe in evolution, that's fine as far as that's concerned, but humanity is different. Human beings are singled out, formed and given life from the hands and breath of God in his image. Humanity is created to reflect God, to be his representative. Nothing else in all creation reflects God like we do. He sets us apart. He gives us special value. You know, that's one of the reasons why God hates murder. God values us so much, loves us so much, has invested so much of himself in us, that to kill someone is like saying, I wish God was dead. We're so close to him, murder and God. Along with this tremendous value that God gives to people, God gives us lots of wonderful gifts and an enormous role to play in this beautiful new creation. He really blesses us. From the very beginning of time, God made us fruitful and gave us the responsibility of managing the earth's resources. We have a home and a role to play in the world, a place to belong and a job to do, good gifts from our Creator. We've been given the responsibility to subdue, to nurture and shepherd all living creatures, to farm plants and trees and to gather their fruit. This massive honour shows the value and the significance and the abilities that God sees in us. He believes we are capable of great things. He has given his good and beautiful creation into our hands for us to manage. What a responsibility, what a gift. God thinks very highly of us. Hold on to that. When we look at our polluted rivers and our eroded hillsides, we may well wonder what has happened, why we have made such a mess of looking after this beautiful world. And maybe it's because we have forgotten another essential ingredient of being human. Genesis teaches that God never intended for us to go it alone, to live apart from him. We're created to have a continual relationship of friendship and closeness and obedience and dependency on God. A relationship with God is a vital and essential part of being human. Hear that. A relationship with God is a vital and essential part of being human, whether we acknowledge that or not, and most of our world doesn't. We cannot exist without him. We're totally dependent on him for our food and clothing, for breath itself. If he did not enable oxygen and air to be around us, if he did not enable the muscles that we have no control over to go in and out, we would not exist. We cannot exist without God. Most people in our country think otherwise and agree with, and they might not agree with everything that Margaret Thatcher said, but they agree with this, that she said in the late 1980s, there is no such thing as society, there are individual men and women, and there are families. Individualism, looking after me, 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 focusing on our energy and our wants and our needs and our family and its needs, is still very much the norm for us in Britain, but that wasn't God's intention either. We are created to live in community, in relationship with God and with one another. The creation story emphasizes this in two ways. In chapter one, it says, "Let us make people in our image, to be like ourselves." You notice that? God talks in the plural, Father, Son, and Spirit. We are made in the image of God, who is community. And chapter two's presentation of creation, God separately creates a suitable companion for Adam because it is not good for him to be alone. So to be fully human is to live in relationship both with God and one another. There is no way we can look after this beautiful world on our own. Some folk do really get it, and they work really hard on recycling and using detergents that don't kill flora and fauna. And they grow their own vegetables, and they turn roundabouts into wonderful gardens, and they walk rather than use a car and try to use public transport as much as possible. But it doesn't tackle the big picture of industry and lax government policies and the continual production of plastic, mountains of rubbish. We can only tackle and look after this world as we should if we do it together with God's help. Another thing that makes us fully human and to remember is that whilst human nature is of immeasurable value, we are blessed and we're capable of creating fantastic things, we're given the wonderful privilege in relationship with God and one another, what we need to remember is we are not God. We are created being. And whilst we may rule the roost, and there were some wonderful pictures on Google of the little emperor syndrome, we are not God. And even though Cristiano Ronaldo may be a genius at football, and Ellie Goulding has the most stunning voice, and Nancy Birtwistle bakes divine cakes, and we look forward to finding out who wins the bake-off this year, We are not worthy of worship. God is the only pre-existent, all-powerful creator and sustainer of life. He alone is worthy of worship. We're designed to be in relationship with one with God, but it's not a relationship of equals. It's a relationship of obedience. Adam and Eve disobeyed, and they were banished from the garden. They wanted to know things that only God should know, to be on a par with God. But that cannot be. We are created beings, and God alone is God. So from Genesis, we know what it is to be human. Never let it be said, and never allow yourself to think that anyone, yourself included, is a worm, is trash, part of the process of evolution, expendable, only me. We are made in the image of God. We are valued. We are blessed. We're given the freedom, the responsibility, and the privilege of overseeing Earth's resources. We're given the privilege of living in friendship and relationship with God. And we're given the privilege and responsibility of living in relationship with one another. So we're going to stop there and just pause for a moment. That's what it